G'day trendsetters, welcome to episode number 10 of the Cycling Coaching Podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and if you have any questions at all you'd like to submit through to the show, jump on through to the website, and I just registered this the other day, so I'm excited, cyclesmooth.com. That's all you have to do, is go to cyclesmooth.com. On the homepage, you'll have submit your questions, send it through. I get excited every time you send me through your questions. So anyway, today's question comes from Brody. I want to get into vet cycling on weekends. How best should I structure my training week? So for the people who are not sure what vet cycling is, vet cycling is generally you've got to be 35 years or older, and you're going to get a wide range of ages and abilities in that. So it's going to be, you know, from 35 years right through to 65, 70 years old people. And you just got to find out what class you're in. And Bob's your uncle, they generally go, generally race once a week all year round, thereabouts. And the races are 1 to 2 hours long. So good little bit of fun. So how you'd structure your week, that would depend greatly on your available training hours, what your goals are, and obviously your goals are to win, but if you're starting off in C class, for instance, are you trying to get to A, or, you know, are you just trying to win what you're at, or... and your available training hours, that would depend greatly, but generally if you work on something like, you know, Monday's more of an easy day, then you get Tuesday a strength day, Wednesday a speed day, Thursday a strength day, Friday more aerobic day, and Saturday can be an easy day with a couple of very short, sharp intervals into it, and then you race Sunday. So you can just work on that sort of template if you really wanted to. And because there's, you know, because you know, vet cycling, you're over the age of 35, strength work does become more important into that. That's why I've got, you know, you'd really want to, and when I mean strength, I'm not talking about going into the gym, but yes, gym work would be great. I'm talking about chucking that bike into a big gear and chewing up some low cadence big gears, you know, keeping a low cadence of 55 RPM, for instance, and just chewing up those miles. Nice hill repeats, for instance, that will get you going, and then come race day you have a nice little warm up. A lot of depends where the race is at and where you're located. If you can try a lot of these vet races, you ride in as a group, so that can be your part of your warm up, and you just race, you sit in. And a lot of these races, you know, they start off easy and then get harder towards the end, and then it's all, you know, balls to the wall in that last part. So when you're structuring training, it becomes different in this scenario. So for a lot of your intervals, it could be, you know, trying to think of one here. So you might go for a 2-hour ride. So it might be 90 minutes at moderate effort, and then you start adding some intervals right towards the end that it's really going to make you work hard and push it right towards the end. So you're replicating what you're going to be putting your body through towards the end. And yeah, but good luck with it all. It's a good bit of racing. All the best. And if anyone else has a question you'd like to submit it through the show, jump on through cyclesmooth.com. Till next episode, hooroo.